New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There it is. It is Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, a.k.a. the Strick Open, Eric Strickland Holiday. We are live in effect, but we are old school, 1040 O Street. It is starting to get active down here on pre-Illinois beatdown. They probably in town right now, so feel free to go in there, shut off their all hot water. You know, we just got to welcome them. But we're in the pick'em Thursday. First game we're going to do or pick is Illinois fighting Illini, coming here to Lincoln against Nebraska. It's going to be 86 degrees, beautiful night probably. Who are you guys picking?
Next. Scurs.
That's right. That's pretty cool. We had to mute your mic if we didn't.
Next.
Now we're going to get into some, I think these games are, this next two games we're going to do, or I mentioned before we went to break, or these next three, excuse me, are season definers. So we can get into more depth of this, these games. It's 2-0, USC fighting Trojans, coming off a bye week now, which is also important. Travel all the way to Ann Arbor to play number 18 Michigan with a new starting quarterback. I think CBS is bringing their crew. Who are you guys picking and why?
This is the Rose Bowl of my childhood.
Yeah. This is like Tyrone Wiggly.
Yeah, this is Bo Schembech, Beckler, John Robinson meeting at midfield, staring at John McKay cursing from across the 50-yard line.
Little cool, and they both got their little sweaters.
Right, it's really the thing. It could be Robinson and Lou Holtz, but some days, right? Yeah. This was some things going on. For the sake of Bo Schembechler, I have to apologize and say I fully expect USC to just run them out the building. There's no pressure on them. Michigan feels pressure this week. For the first time in the program, in 3 years, they feel pressure.
Extreme pressure.
Right?
Internal
on their own, right?
Yeah, it's internal and external.
On their own. One thing, aside from just playing football, now people are talking about you in a way that's offensive. So save the program or send your season into absolute chaos. I think the Trojans.
This is where we see just how much of that championship mettle and resolve were true versus Connor Stallionized. Because I think Michigan at least comes out and puts up a fight. I'm not fully bought into USC, who has looked better than Michigan so far this year. When there is that pressure on a team like Michigan, they're either going to fold and crumble or they're going to stand up underneath it. Do they win? I don't know. I see Michigan putting up a fight. I want to believe there's enough talent on that team to make it a game, even without knowing what USC is going to run and going to do. I still think, USC's gotten better on defense. Are they good on defense? I'm not sold. So I've been talking myself into USC all week. I'll take the Trojans.
Yeah, I mean, I think out of the three games that we want to make, I think this is the hardest one to pick.
Yeah.
Because, USC, they came out like gangbusters, and then obviously they had kind of a layup game, and then they're off. Mm-hmm. And so then they've lost their kind of like momentum. Whereas Michigan won their first game, got the brakes beat off them, and then look like old Michigan. So it's like recent history, recent memory. And then you start to say, what if, right? They, you know, Michigan still has a defense now. You got Ernest Hausman and company with Mason Graham, and you got Big Daddy, number 78, I think his last name is Clark. They got some dudes over there on defense still. Like, I'm talking about bona fide dudes. I mean, Mason Graham's going to be a top 6, 7, 8 pick. And 78 is no easy. He's not going to be too far behind, but they got two good rushing. So then it's like, okay, what's the ultimate, you know, equalizer? Then you got to look at, you know what, the turmoil with Michigan, right? You bring in Wink Martindale, who's heavy, heavy man-to-man. Well, then that's right up USC's alley. Then you think of the new offensive coordinator who came in after being fired and never has given Orji a chance and only to pick the walk-on because he was, you know, really, really good in, like, scripted plays, you know? And then now here you go. Now you can start. And now you, how can you get confidence as a passer? Because I'm assuming USC is going to stack the box. So then I just like, you know what? It's going to come down to quarterbacks. I'm going to go to USC. I think Moss is better. I think the difference between LSU's defense and Michigan or Michigan's defense and LSU's defense is very minimal because both of them have athletes. I mean, you know, LSU's got Perkins. And got Perkins and what, number 7, they got 4 and 7. They keep changing their numbers. You got 2 first-round guys, 2 corners everywhere. I think USC is going to win, but I do think Michigan is going to come out and put up a fight. You know what this is going to be like, DP? You like Rocky movies?
Yep.
You remember after when Rocky 3, when he was fighting Clubber Lang, the first one, and Mickey went over there, and then he put, you know, Clubber Lang pushed Mickey, and Mickey was, you know, eventually passed away. And Rocky came out that first couple rounds, or first round, and just throwing haymakers. But he had no plan. That's what Michigan's going to do. And then Clubber Lang is going to break him down. And I think eventually USC will win. I hate to say it. Actually, I do, because I hate Michigan. So, you know what, I think I'm just going to pick against Michigan from here. I think USC wins by 2 scores.
Woo!
On the road.
Big.
Yeah.
It's a day.
Book it.
That's a day.
Book it.
That's a day.
Book it. Next game, DP, we're going to let you lead off here.
Okay.
Now, this game here is really, really – is Cam Rising healthy?
No.
No. No. The line moved from Utah +2.5.
Here we go.
Utah -2.5. Hey, Oklahoma State +2.5.
We're just going to throw it all over there. DP, who you got and why? Utah, down the man. The 20th year senior on the road, Whittingham. He probably drove his Harley from where, Salt Lake City down there to Oklahoma, wherever they at. Who you picking, man? This is a hard game to pick.
There's a fight song that is played throughout the Wasatch Valley.
I know this dude. Hey, man. And I ain't never seen somebody ride for something like this. I ain't never seen somebody ride for a university like this, man.
Yo,
go ahead.
Hey, look, man, and to close the song, it finishes, a Utah man am I. It's the Utes. It's the Utes. They're not a one-man team.
No, they're not.
They're not a one-man team. They're not a one-man system. And even with the young gunslinger behind center, they can still
they've been pounding the rock.
The bigs on either side of the ball still work. You still have 2 of the top 10 tight ends in the game.
Yep.
You still have 1 of the 20 best running backs. Yep. You still have one of the 8 best defenses. Yeah, go line up and beat somebody up. Sorry to come to your crib and ruin your party, your Cowboys party. But the Utes.
Do you think the 98-degree weather is going to hurt them?
No, not at all, bro. That desert in Utah is still no joke.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Austin, who you got?
I trust Utah a lot more. I've been aboard the Pokes bandwagon all offseason. Who am I to off now? You mentioned, you know, this is the season right here. For Oklahoma State, host Utah, go to Kansas State the next 2 weeks. If Oklahoma State wins both these games, they're coasting from here. They like some tricky games, but they're my pick for conference champs. 1-1, they're in the picture. 0-2, which is completely on the table for a Gundy team. I've been let down again. I trust Utah. I trust that program so much more, but I just got a feeling it's the Pokes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there.
Kyle Whittingham's jaw is worth 3 points.
I know, man. The thing is,
Gundy's mulling like
his chin. Yeah. His chin is worth 3 points. So that's all I'm saying.
You trust Utah because I think I think Utah is the type of program now is like every time you turn on a TV, you know you're going to get a high, like it's going to be 95%. You know what you're going to get. And they're 3-0, but the quarterback is gone. And it's a big part of them, but they have so many other pieces that are ready to go. And I think the experience of the backup last year, kind of, they were prepared for this. They were hopeful it didn't happen, but I think they were prepared for it. But then is Gundy, though. I have a sneaky feeling Gundy, he's going to go out with a blaze and leave Oklahoma State. I think he is this year.
Florida?
I think there's some big jobs. Mm. I think this is the – listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm picking Oklahoma State only because I know they're going to lose next week to Kansas State. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to reluctantly pick Oklahoma State. Reluctantly. The last time I did picked against dang Utah, they went down to Florida and walked the dog on them. I'm probably going to have egg on my face, but I'm going to still go with my gun. This is the last chance I'm giving him.
No, Florida beat Utah.
Or Florida beat – I picked Utah to beat Florida.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the last chance with Oklahoma State, though, that I'm giving them. This is it.
This is it
with Mike Gundy. I'm drawing the line. I'm tired of him letting us down.
I have a solution. Put the octagon at the 50-yard line. Let Gundy and Kyle Whittingham, two men enter, one man leaves.
I thought he was going to say? I thought he was going to say, we got a solution to my, you know, mindset was, if Oklahoma State loses, I got to go to Utah. I'm glad he didn't say it. Now, you look slow. Hey, you were slow to the party.
No.
I was sitting over here. There's time for that. No, there is not.
There's time for that.
No, that coupon is expired.
Austin, a much bigger fish to fry. Right. Choose the hill Austin. You're going to die on.
No.
That was not it.
Hill will you get wounded on? Which hill will you die on?
You would, listen.
No Cam Rising playing. Not a hill. Not a hill.
But it would be. Contraire, my friend, since Cam Rising's out, and if they actually beat him, that would be more reason.
Who's Utah's quarterback, Jay?
I have no idea.
Zach Wilson's younger brother.
Oh, they definitely losing it. Actually, you know what, though?
He's got more moxie.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
He's got more moxie.
That almost made me want to change.
And better chasing women.
That almost made me want me to change my answer because I know the little brother has little. I've seen his tape. He's actually the real deal.
Yeah.
And the fact that he went to Utah lets me know he's got some cojones.
Look,
to him.
He went to University of Utah and not BYU.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, whatever.
That was the move. That was the gangster move.
Right. That's let you know. To look shot the bird said I'm him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, no. But I still think he's gonna go down there and just fry in that heat. Now Pump here's the other hurt. Game. Tennessee, Josh Heupel, his departure as a coach from Oklahoma, from a guy that he won the Heisman, right? Did he win the Heisman? Or no, that's Jason White
won. Jason White, yeah.
But he was a stalwart in there. And actually, they picked Josh Heupel over Akili Smith.
They did.
But when he got fired, let go, or whatever, it was not a good departure. There's a lot of bad blood there. He's bringing his Tennessee Volunteers up to Norman, Oklahoma, against the upstart Oklahoma Sooners. I guess I'll go first. I'm going Tennessee because of the quarterback. That's it.
Nico's enough.
Nico is cold-blooded.
Nico's enough.
I'm not a true believer yet in Tennessee's defense. I think, what's his name, Pierce?
James Pierce.
James Pierce is the one-man wrecking crew, but you need 10 other guys. They aren't there yet, but Nico makes up for it. I think it's going to be a shootout. I'm going Tennessee.
In the shootout, in most conditions, most years, the lean is Oklahoma. But watching Oklahoma put up a 70 burger last week, they had answers for everything. They had answers for it. Kent State, literally, if they could have ran 13 players out there, I still don't think they would have been able to stop Oklahoma. Tennessee had 60 at halftime. At halftime, Jay.
Mm.
They did. Listen, the moxie behind being up 35-0 and doing an onside kick. These are different Vols. These are different Vols right here.
Oh, you think they learned from Drinkwitz?
Oh, these are some business? Different Vols. Listen, they had a meeting. You're up three scores, four scores, and then
they'll never see it special, coming.
Right.
They'll never see it coming.
Bruh!
Watch this.
Oh my goodness. It's so good.
Tennessee? You picking Tennessee?
Bruh. I'm picking Tennessee. I'm taking the Vols.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. Hey, there it is. Those are the pick 'em for the week. We're going to start keeping score. We're going to pick 'em. It'll be some exciting games. That Utah game is going to be interesting. And I'm going to know that in the first 6 minutes if Oklahoma State is ready to play or not.
I'm in. I'm telling you.
I'm just happy DP didn't say I had to, if I lost the bet, I'd have to go to you.
No,
I'm
much kinder to you than that.
Oh no, because if I was picking my team and my quarterback that was out, and then the backup beats the team that you beat, oh, and you don't want to go to Utah?
Oh, you're going to Utah.
Oh, you're going to Utah. Austin, I'm glad he
Austin,
don't.
Austin, for all of the Buffalo Bills games coming up.
There's no team in Utah, though.
For all of the Houston Texan games coming up.
Is there a Utah NFL
at
team?
Some he's going to force you to go to a Yeti game.
At some point, he's gonna back into where the opposing team has a backup quarterback playing either the Texans.
And they lose. Yeah. It's just like when Josh Allen lost to the Jets last year when Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Line it up, bro. Line it up.
Yeah. Last year, remember that Aaron Rodgers got hurt? And I was like, oh, the Buffalo's going to win this? And Jets defense shut down Josh Allen. Anyways, went a little bit overtime, but needless to say, great show. Again, it was Thirsty Thursday, old school. We're lighting it up on a Thursday, pre-Illinois beatdown eve. Next up is WTF with Eric Strickland and Clester Johns. Excuse me on that. WTF coming up next, but old school. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.